Today on the Book Podcast, I'm going to continue the review of a book by Akin Alabi, Small Money, Big Business. I'd reviewed the first part of the book in the previous episode, so please do check it out. Now on today's episode, I'm going to focus more on reasons why people advertise, according to the author that was listed in his book. Now, people advertise for different reasons. People advertise to be seen, that's for visibility, for brand visibility. Now, what that means is that they want people to be aware of their brand, they want people to know them, they want people to actually know that there's a brand and what they do. Now, people also advertise for purchase. That is direct sales kind of advertising, where you put a call to action and you intentionally want people to not just see your product, but to also buy what you are selling, and you want them to contact you for that. So in the course of putting out adverts for visibility, it's quite different from putting out adverts for purchase. Putting out adverts for purchase, there's a number, you tell them exactly what you want them to do, like in your copy or in your adverts, you say to make a purchase, click on this, or to make a purchase, click on this number. So that is the major difference. People also advertise so that they can feel cool about themselves, and so that they can tell their friends that, okay, have you seen my advert? Have you seen my billboard? Oh, my advert is at so and so place, which is, well, can be okay for them. Anyway, another reason why people also advertise is because of competitors. So when they see people in the same line of business advertising, you know, they're more like, they're ginger to also advertise. They also want to advertise, and to more like a form of competition. You want people to also see that, yes, you too, you're advertising. If your competitor is advertising in a radio station or sponsoring a program, you also, you join the show, you also go and sponsor a program. So just so that your competitors will know that you're also on your feet and you're also advertising. So that is another reason people advertise. Now, every form of advert is different for every kind of business. Now, there are some people that when they advertise, they have no advertising goal. They had no goal for their business, which is quite bad. Now, the author Akin Alabi recommended that for SMEs, that small scale businesses, people are just starting out in their business, the best form of advert is instant response kind of advert. Because as an SME, small scale business, you don't have enough money. So if you spend maybe like 100 naira on adverts, you want to be able to get like 200 naira out of make gains out of whatever it is you have spent on your advert. So it won't be nice for you as a business owner, as a small scale business owner, to advertise for visibility. Nobody really cares, because at that stage what you need is money. What you need is to get your business to make profit, so that you can pay your staff and all that. You don't really need an advert for visibility. Fine, if you choose to advertise for visibility, that's if you have enough money, like people really invested in your business. But if you are the one sponsoring your business, I'm not sure that is the wise thing to do. Well, people advertise for different things, just like I've said. Now, how to create a direct response advert. The number one thing you should do when you want to create a direct response advert, which is the best for SMEs, is number one, you grab their attention. And the only way you can do this is through your headline. If you are writing a copy for people on the internet, make sure that your headline is very, very catchy. Make sure that it's something that will grab their attention, and they will be able to stick around and also read further into what you are offering them. Number two is make sure you make an offer. So it's not just about getting their attention. Fine, you've gotten their attention, but what are you offering them? If you are just telling people about your product and you are not telling them how they can benefit, nobody cares, and you are not also going to make your money. Then number three is to make a call to action. Actually, the author gave 7 things, but I'm just going to mention 4. Now, call to action is very, very important, because if you get their attention, you make them an offer, and you don't tell them what to do, it's as good as you didn't do anything. So call to action is more or less saying, okay, if you want this product, click on this number, or call this number, or click on this link. Send them a direct link to your WhatsApp, send them a direct link to your email, or however it is you want people to reach out to you. Another thing is to create a sense of urgency. You know, when you create this sense of urgency, it makes people to feel uneasy. Maybe you give a deadline deadline for when your product would expire or when the offer will expire. Maybe you say, oh, just 50 slots available, or maybe it's an online course. You say things like limited offers and things like that. People want to rush so that they will be part of the first to get it. Or maybe you also make an offer, a discount, and you say discount ends at so and so date. Now, one of the biggest and most beautiful things I really like about this book is the fact that it has sample headlines. So headlines that you can copy. You can learn a bit of copywriting from reading this book by Aki Alabi, and also his other book, How to Sell to Nigerians. You will learn a little bit of copywriting, although there are other books that you can read that will teach you how to advertise and write a copy, like Cash Advertising, Boron Letters, and so many other books like that. And also, if you want to actually learn other rudiments of business, like how to advertise on the radio, social media, how to use all these different platforms, it is there in the book. So I would like to stop here. I hope you've learned one or two things. If you have any question for me, feedback, kindly follow me on Twitter at @IAM_Oluwatosin. Thank you so much. See you in the next episode.